Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me, from 1971, here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio, Leanne, the lease-up specialist for Seminole Landing.
Yes, there's a new complex being built across the street. Leanne, me and Angela went to go see her on Wednesday and talk about all the news and exciting stuff for both campuses. Leanne, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful morning here.
Yes. Good weather today, especially.
Yes, good weather. Yeah, it's finally starting to warm up just a little.
Right. So tell us about, like, what Seminole Landing is.
Yeah, so Seminole Landing is the brand new student housing program for both Gulf Coast and FSUPC students. The goal is to, you know, bring some student life, encouraging student academics. We're going to have, you know, it's going to be right there on the Bayside, so it's a beautiful view, lots of amenities, you know, lots of options for students to be hanging around on campus for next year.
Yeah, I've seen, when we were over there, I saw all, like, the layouts of, like, the dorms, and they're so pretty. Like, yes. They're gorgeous.
Yes, everything is so good. We finally got some renders in. You can see those on our website, on our social media.
What spurred the need for on-campus housing in this area?
Yeah, so there isn't any student housing kind of in this area, so that was the biggest need, right? We needed to have something for our students.
Certainly. If there's nothing, you can only go up.
You can only go up from there, right. So, you know, the goal is to, you know, get more campus life. Like I said before, we want to bring students here. Also, you know, bringing students to these campuses. It's always a nice option to have housing for out-of-state students and you know, reach out to different demographics all over.
No, that's good. That's perfect. So, you know, students coming in, especially if there's, like, out-of-town people from, like, different states and stuff like that, what are the requirements
for students? Yeah, so the requirements for students to live at the housing program is that you do have to be a student at Gulf Coast, have to be a student at FSUPC, one or the other. I know some students are both, which is really cool. And then as well as you meeting financial requirements. So it's 3 times a month or rent monthly, credit score 500 or above, and then passing a background screening. Most students can't do one or the other, which is 100% normal. I personally would not have been able to do that as a student. So what they can do is they can use a guarantor, which is kind of a cosigner situation, to help them qualify.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So outside of the requirements, what kind of amenities could the do students have?
Yeah, so like I said before, that Bayview already is a winner for me, right?
The sunset,
right over the bridge. It's so beautiful out here. And then as well, they're going to have a resort-style swimming pool looking over the bay, you know, places to hang out. Yeah. There's a 24-hour fitness facility for them as well. There's plenty of academic space for studying. There's private study rooms. So, you know, we do heavily encourage to, you may have some fun, but definitely hit those books. Social rooms, community lounge, and then the best part is that it steps away from campus, both campuses, Gulf Coast and FSUPC.
And that's really big because there's very little public transit in the area,
right,
or a walkability. Mm-hmm. So being able to go from your house to your class
in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, yep. It's super big for continuing your education.
Yes, exactly.
And living in the area. Mm-hmm. And all, you know, on the need for housing, you have recently run into that moving here to help run this.
Yes.
And you know, not only is there a lack of student housing, also just a lack of housing in general.
Right.
So the outlook for this to be a positive change in the area, making sure that there is a place for students to come live in the future.
Correct.
Super big.
Yeah, we're super excited. Like I said, it's going to open up fall 2021. So we are leasing right now. We just started yesterday. We're really excited. Definitely stop on by. Give us a you know, slide into the DMs or something. We'd love to reach out for sure.
And where would we do that?
So our Instagram is kind of our main form of communication, just because, you know, not students may not really be on campus, but our Instagram handle is just Seminole Landing. And then you can also give us a call or send us an email. Just head over to our website. All of that information is on there as well. It's SeminoleLandingFSU.com.
Excellent. Well, if you want to get a room with a view,
Yes.
Or one on the top floor. Yes. Do That's it what I now.
Want. Yes.
Can I apply?
I mean, come on, let's do it, right? Maybe you and I can get a 2-bedroom right? and we can have some fun.
Well, that's excellent. If you want information, Seminole Landing FSU.
FSU, yep. And then .com.
.com. And you can see floor plans.
Yep.
You floor can see, plans. You know, yep. Renders, everything you want to get. Mm-hmm. So, check it out. And when we've actually got a building to go into, we will have you back.
Yes. Awesome. Yep. No, we're super excited. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, let everybody see it, you know, as soon as we get it up. And we'll also have some more renders coming soon. Close-ups of the pool and the gym. So, you know, stay tuned for all of that.
Excellent. This has been Leanne, the lease-up specialist for Seminole Landing. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Mr. Jason Hedden, the division chair of visual and performing arts here at Gulf Coast State College. All here on The Mix.